Welcome. How exciting that you've decided to purchase the Climb Your Mountain email series. My name is Gerdy Verwoerd. And before you start in on the actual series, I thought I'd give you a little bit of background of the series as well as of myself. Now, you can of course skip all of this and immediately move on to day one of the series. But if you want to know more, enjoy the beautiful scenery in this video as I fill you in. Who is this for, this program? Well, it has been developed to help you get off the hamster wheel, to press the pause button for a while if you like. Developed for people who realize their life somehow has become all about, or almost entirely about, work. People who know there's more to life than work alone, but they don't quite know how to make room in their life for things that are important to them. Who perhaps don't even quite remember what those things are. For people like you. You've worked long and hard to become the success you are today. You climbed a metaphorical mountain and are close to, maybe even on, its summit. And yet, as you are about to start the second half of your life, of your career, you know you don't want to spend it the same way you spent the first half. You know there's more to life than work alone, and you want to make changes so you can be successful without work completely taking over your life. When you try to make time for things that are important to you, things like you yourself, family, friends, hobbies, work always seems to get in the way. But you're not sure how to bring more balance into your life without jeopardizing your position, your career, and maybe some other things as well. Now, why this program? When work has taken over much or even all of life, it can be a real challenge to take time and reflect on life. Even when you know there's more to life than work alone and you would love to create a more balanced life. A life in which you have more time for the things that are important to you. And all of this has not been made easier by the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, if at times you already felt as though you're slugging up a mountain, that's been made worse by the pandemic. And one of the best ways I know to give yourself time and space for reflection is to go into nature. Especially when nature is removed from your usual environment, when you leave your comfort zone for a while. And in doing so, you give yourself time and space to connect with yourself and to remember who you are. Now, what better place to regain this perspective than the mountains? Looking at one's life from a different perspective is relatively easy when you're standing on top of a mountain. You're literally looking down on life, seeing much more clearly what is important and what is not. Now, quite honestly, I have another motive to make mountains and nature part of this and all of my other programs. There's a famous quote from a British sculptor who said, "We often forget that we are nature. Nature is not something separate from us. So when we say that we have lost our connection to nature, we've lost our connection to ourselves." Now, I know he's right. As a species, we've lost our connection to nature. And I believe we can reconnect with her. When we reconnect with her, we reconnect with a part of ourselves that many of us have long ignored. To reconnect with nature, we have to spend time with and in her. And as we do so, as we remember, we start looking at our lives differently. Things we thought important turn out to be less important and sometimes even completely unimportant. And things we thought unimportant suddenly become very important to us. Now, it was among mountains that I reconnected with myself and experienced a deep connection with nature. It's where I discovered my mission, my why, to help people reconnect with themselves and nature so we can all be the leaders needed to create a better world. A little bit about me and my background. As I said, my name is Gerdy Verwoerd. When I came out of college, I went to work for a project management firm and I stayed there for the next 17 years. I left that firm after a major burnout and spent a couple of years working as a freelancer. And during that time, I went on holiday in the Austrian Alps. And there I discovered the mountains are my home. It took me another couple of years to figure out how I could move to Austria to live there because I knew I wanted to live among mountains. I'm Dutch, by the way, so I wasn't raised among mountains. I was raised in a country that we call or that we say is as flat as a pancake. Anyways, I started working as a mountain hiking guide. As I was guiding people through the mountains, I realized I was having a lot of coaching conversations around how to live a life in which there is room for the things that are important to us. As I was having more and more of those conversations, I realized how much I loved having them, but I also realized I didn't have real training to have coaching conversations. So I trained as a life coach with the International Coaching Academy and did additional training around discovering one's purpose, transformational coaching, and other things that come into play when you want to be a good coach. So what's in store for you now that you've purchased this email series? Over the course of 8 days, you'll be taken on a journey through mountains without actually going among them. A virtual trek, if you will, on which you'll take many of the steps people go through when they physically join me for a real one. Each video represents another day on the trek and another phase or step in the process of discovering how you can climb your mountain with ease, how you can create a balanced life in which there's time for the things that are important to you. Every day you'll receive two assignments. One is designed to help you reconnect with yourself, while the other is meant to help you reconnect with nature. They are, however, not separate from one another. The nature assignment is always meant to support the other one. After 8 days, we'll leave the mountains behind us. By then, you'll know what is most important to you and have a clear idea, a plan for how you will incorporate that into your life. Now, I want to be clear on this. You will be receiving 8 emails over the course of 8 days. And to get the most out of the program, I recommend setting aside a minimum of 1 hour per day. Though I encourage you to watch the videos and do the exercise on the day that you receive them, I realize you may need or want more time for this program. And that's, of course, absolutely fine. Feel free to engage with the program at a pace that suits you and where you are in life right now. The most important thing is that you discover, or maybe rediscover, how you can climb your mountain with more ease. Part of that is allowing yourself to do it at your own pace. Having said that, I think it's time to go to the virtual trailhead and take you on your virtual mountain trek.